Hi, this is Ralph Marston from the Daily Motivator at GreatDay.com with a special message for you. You can make this the best year ever. You can make this the best time ever. You deserve a life that's filled with joy and meaning and every good thing you can imagine, because you're absolutely capable of doing whatever you are truly committed to doing. In fact, you've been doing it all your life. Every day you achieve whatever you're most fully committed to achieving that day. Whether it's just getting through the day without having to put out any effort, and a lot of people achieve that, or whether it's building a multi-million dollar business, and a lot of people achieve that, or whether it's anything in between, whatever you're truly committed to doing is precisely what you are doing with your time, with your resources. That commitment is evidenced by your actions and your results. So look around at your life. Look around at your situation. Look around at your circumstances and ask yourself, what exactly have you been committed to achieving? What results have you produced? Are you happy with those results? Would you like more of the same? Would you like to make some changes? Or would you prefer a whole different set of results? If there were no limitations in your life, if you could have anything you wanted, what exactly would that be? If you had the freedom to do anything, whether it sounds reasonable or practical or not, what precisely would that be? If you suddenly became a world-famous celebrity, and if you knew that millions and millions of people would listen to what you had to say, what would you say? What would you want to express about yourself, about your values, about your view of life? There's a beautiful purpose inside of you, a magnificent, unique purpose that's always been with you and always will be. Sometimes you can feel that purpose intensely, usually when life is either going very, very good or very, very badly for you. You can feel the intensity of that purpose at those times. Much of the time, at least on the conscious level, you forget about that purpose. But it's always there. Everything you feel is connected to that purpose. Every desire you have is an attempt in some way to express that purpose. When you're frustrated, it's because your outer world is not meshing with your inner purpose. That's the feeling of frustration. When you're filled with joy, when you're filled with sincere and unrestrained joy, those are the times when you're living in harmony with your deepest purpose. Right now, we're all living in a time of great challenge and difficulty. It's a time of turmoil and confusion. There's a whole long list of complicated problems. And yet, it's also a time of unprecedented opportunity. It's a time when extremely powerful tools and valuable, abundant resources are available to more people than ever before. It's a time when there's plenty of work to be done, plenty of value to be created, and more all the time. It's a time when innovation and creativity combine to enrich billions of lives and to produce great wealth. It's a time when anything is possible, a time when anything is possible for you. And that is both a great opportunity and a great responsibility. Because when anything is possible, that means that very, very positive things are possible. And it also means that very, very negative things are possible. It's like driving a car down the freeway at 80 miles an hour. That can be a good thing because it gets you where you're going quickly. But it can also be a horribly bad thing if you lose control and crash the car at that speed. And that's the key, control. Purposeful, positive, intentional control. Control of your own life, of the thoughts you choose to think, of the words you speak, of the actions you take. That's the key to creating positive, valuable outcomes in these times of great challenge and great opportunity. When you're driving that car at 80 miles an hour, you can't just start off in control and then after 10 minutes or so become inattentive or lazy about it. You've got to maintain focused control all the way to your destination. Otherwise, the results can be tragic. In your life, it works the same way. You can't just set a goal and work on it for a day or two and expect to get immediate results. There is unprecedented opportunity in this world right now. Opportunity to create great value and great wealth and great fulfillment. But that opportunity is not a free ride. You can't create that wealth just by wishing for it. The great thing is you can create value and wealth as much as you would like with focused, purposeful effort. Effort that resonates with who you are. A purpose that resonates with who you are. And at its heart, opportunity is not the opportunity to get something. This is key. Opportunity at its heart is not the opportunity to get something. It's the opportunity to give of yourself. And the more often, the more consistently you can do that, the more fulfilling your life will become. It all comes back to purpose, your purpose. That inner longing that cannot be denied, that part of you that simply cannot be separated from you, because it is the essence of who you are. If you decide you want something just because everybody else wants it, you're going to encounter struggle and disappointment and frustration, and you'll probably give up before you get even halfway there, because it's not your purpose, it's not your choice, it's not your dream. However, when you zero in on your own purpose, on your true essential purpose, and when you select your goals based on that purpose, then you'll be naturally pulled toward them, and you'll find what it takes to achieve them, and you'll have the energy and the drive to do whatever is necessary to reach them. You absolutely have what it takes, and you'll find it by connecting with your purpose. And most importantly, when you do reach those goals that are truly yours, you'll find real fulfillment. You'll make an authentic, positive difference in your own life as well as in the lives of others around you. Purpose makes all the difference. So what is yours? Well, I can't tell you what your purpose is. I can point the way there. I can give you clues as to what it feels like. But it's your job to find it. And it's one of the most important and effective jobs you'll ever do. It's your job to understand that purpose and to stay connected to it. So instead of sitting down at the beginning of the year and making a resolution, because after all, it's New Year and that's what everybody does, instead of just coming up with some arbitrary resolution that sounds good, do something that's really going to make a difference. Make a commitment to follow your own unique purpose. You know, when it comes down to it, making a resolution is not really much fun, is it? It's usually something you've been telling yourself you need to do. There's a good chance it's something that other people have been telling you that you need to do. You've been avoiding it, putting it off. The whole thought of it just kind of brings you down. Whatever it is that you're resolving to do. And if that resolution is something that you know you need to do, but you haven't done it, if it's something you've been putting off for a long time, if it's something that other people have been nagging you about, let me just ask you this one question. How is making a resolution going to change things? You've already been putting it off. You already know you need to do it. You've been putting it off. You've already been going out of your way to avoid dealing with it. So what are you going to accomplish by making it into a resolution? All it's going to do is make you feel bad about yourself because you haven't done it. It's going to remind you of how you've failed in the past. So is that any way to start the year? Of course not. The best way to start the year or the week or the month or any day or any given moment is on a positive note, by feeling good about yourself, genuinely good, by feeling empowered, by feeling purposeful and committed and alive and effective and enthusiastic about all the great possibilities in your life. So let's do that. Let's have some fun. Let's be positive. Let's get you feeling good about yourself. And how are we going to do that? by focusing on a dream, by focusing on your dream, on something that gets you so excited and enthusiastic that you'll do whatever it takes to make it happen. Sounds good, huh? Something that will transform the way you feel about things like discipline and effort, that will transform them from what you have to do into what you want to do. That's powerful. And it's the power that drives highly successful people, people who achieve great and magnificent things. And the great thing is, it can drive you too. It can naturally and effectively drive you to outstanding levels of success and achievement. And it all comes when you let go of your doubts, when you let go of your fears, when you let go of your worries, you let go of the limitations you've placed on yourself, and you let yourself dream. Let yourself feel the warm, beautiful, intense, and loving energy that is your unique purpose. Let yourself create new ways, exciting ways, fulfilling ways to express that purpose. Let yourself dream. What is it you truly desire for your life, for your family, for your friends, for your community, for your world? It doesn't matter how outrageous it sounds. It doesn't matter how practical it is or impractical or what it costs or how much effort it's going to require. What matters is how much you care about it. A dream is not something you settle for. A dream is what you willingly and enthusiastically commit to, no matter what, with everything you have. So what is it? What is your dream? What is the dream that will pull you forward? Don't answer that question right now. Take some time with it. Have some fun with it. Think of the things you enjoy. Think of the things that interest you. Think of the moments in your life when you felt most alive, the moments when you felt most fulfilled, the moments when you felt most effective and purposeful, and ask yourself why. Ask yourself why. Dig deeply into your purpose. Find the reason behind the desires, the reason behind what you like, the reason behind what interests you, and the reason behind the reasons. Dig deeply. You know what you like. You know what you don't like. Think about why. You know what feelings you crave. You know what kinds of experiences you seek out. Think about why. Then, after you solidly connect with your purpose, dream. Think of what you can do to joyously and meaningfully express your unique purpose. Think of how you can fulfill the very special one-of-a-kind miracle that is your life. Think of what you would do if you could do anything, anything. Don't be concerned about how. Just focus on what will sincerely fulfill your purpose. What specific things that you can do to fulfill your own unique purpose. Dream. Great, big, wonderful dreams. Dreams that you can feel in the depth of your being. Dreams that resonate perfectly with who you are. And know without a doubt that you will bring those dreams to life. The moment you have the dream, it begins to become real. You can feel it beginning to take shape within you. Hold on to that feeling and experience it growing stronger and stronger as each moment passes. And as you do, you'll find yourself beginning to fill in all the details that will bring that dream fully and richly to life. Keep doing that. Keep focusing on your dream day after day. Keep giving it more and more rich detail and flesh it out more fully. Do that and something amazing happens. Opportunities begin to appear. Opportunities for making the real and effective efforts that will bring your dream to reality. As you continue to focus on the what and the why of your dream, the how begins to make itself known to you. You see opportunities that were always there before, but you couldn't see them because you weren't focused on a solid, meaningful objective. But keep focusing on those dreams. Those opportunities will present themselves to you. and you'll be able to take advantage of them and to follow them step by step by step until you achieve what you've chosen to achieve. No, the fulfillment of your dream is not going to just materialize right in front of your eyes. It's not automatic or magic. It's not going to materialize in front of you without you having to do anything. Because if that happened, it would be meaningless to you. Yeah, you'd have the artifacts of your dream, the superficial material tokens of that dream, but you would not have the genuine fulfilling substance of the dream itself. To really truly have that dream, to experience the fulfillment from it, you must be the one who makes it happen. You know that because you long to make a difference in this life, and there's nothing that can take the place of that. The great thing is you can do it. You have it within you to achieve whatever matters to you. You just have to keep yourself reminded of it. You just have to keep yourself reminded of the positive possibilities, your own unique possibilities, your own special dream. Keep yourself reminded day after day, moment after moment, in every situation, through every challenge, as you encounter each obstacle, as you enjoy the small victories and experience the occasional disappointments. Keep yourself reminded of your dream. My dream is to help you do that. My dream is to enable as many people as possible to enjoy life's wonder and beauty and possibilities with no compromise. That's why I've made this recording, to encourage you to reach in, to find the best within you, and to focus on fulfilling your most treasured dreams. And did you find this message helpful? Can you see the value of what I'm saying? Do you think you would benefit from having regular reminders like this? Well, I've spent the last 15 years providing unique, original messages of positive encouragement on a daily basis to people all over the world. Based on that positive material, I've developed a new weekly audio message to keep you positively motivated in a dynamic and empowering way. You can easily learn more by going to a special webpage I've set up. It's greatday.com/2010. That's greatday, greatday.com/2010, 2010, just like the year, greatday.com/2010. If that's too much to remember, just go to the Daily Motivator website at greatday.com and you'll find a link there. This is a great time to be alive. The possibilities are outstanding. Decide right now to live and fulfill the best of them. Commit right now to your own special, wonderful dream of living life in the way you know that you will love to live it. Go ahead, stand up tall, take a deep breath, put a great big smile on your face and a look of confident determination in your eyes, then step forward and make this the best year ever.